And on the line now, we're joined by Doug Anderson, Pagami Creek Fire Information Officer. Thanks for being with us.
Well, it's my pleasure.
Doug, where is the fire at now?
Well, the fire overnight didn't move much. We, you know, with calm winds, the cool temperatures and that. So we're still calling it 100,000 acres, but that's give or take a few acres there.
What are you expecting today as far as growth goes?
Well, we're going to get a wind shift today. It's going to be out of the south and southwest, and it's going to pick up a little bit more. Today's going to be a little bit warmer, and it's going to, the humidity will be a couple percent lower. So we're going to see some active fire behavior on the north fire line, and that'll be pushing smoke up probably into Canada, maybe a little bit to the tip of the Gunflint Trail. It depends.
And so what are you doing about that in anticipation of that increase in wind speed and warmer temperatures?
When you fight fire, you have to come in from an anchor point, or else it just does an end run on you. And we have two priority fire places on the fire, the northwest part, which is off the Fernberg Trail. It's in the wilderness there. And then the south part, where it has left the wilderness, north of Isabella. And those two areas won't be threatened today with the wind direction. So we expect to make good progress there. On the north side, the plan is to keep continuing east. So where we get active fire growth on the north end, it's an unstaffed area right now. We don't have anyone out there. So, you know, we may make a decision to attack it from the air to cool it down, slow it down. I'm not sure. There's different tools in the tool belt we can use, but there won't be anyone on most of the north end of the fire actively working it. It's just going to be that northwest corner.
How far away is that northern, that northwest, actually northeast corner of the fire from the Gunflint Trail area?
Well, I can amble over here and look at my map. I'm going to give you a quick estimate of about 18 miles.
Okay. And where, when you look at the forecast for the weekend, where is growth anticipated?
Well, it's hard to project out that far, but on Saturday, tomorrow, we're going to get some more south wind. And it might get a little gustier tomorrow, but the humidity will come up a little bit. So we're expecting continued growth on the north end. Now, if it's going to be a mile or if it's going to be 5 miles, we don't know. But and another concern we have is we start getting into some blowdown areas as we go north.
Mm-hmm. What kind of resources are on the fire now?
We've got 14 hand crews. Five of them are hotshot crews from the southwest. We've got four water scoopers, Sail 215s. Manitoba loaned us a couple of theirs, and we've got the two state ones that are available to us. We've got the four Black Hawk helicopters from the National Guard up here, and we've got some smaller helicopters. So there's a fair amount of aerial stuff. We also have dozers on the south side, a couple dozers, and we've got some fire department engines because we have structures down there. And they've been doing an assessment, and they've got everything mapped as far as where structures are and plans in case there's problems down there.
We understand there's been a change in management of the fire with the Type 1 team coming in. How will that help?
Well, the Type 1 teams have more experience dealing with complex fires like this. They work a lot of fires in the mountains as well as other parts of the country. And I think that helps get us more resources as well. So, it's not a night and day change, but it does increase our ability to fight this fire.
And what closures should people be aware of at this time?
Well, the closures are on the Superior National Forest website. If you're like me, you're map-oriented, and that helps. But basically, it's from the Gunflint Trail west to the Moose Lake entry points over by Ely and all that area in between. So there are large areas still open. And like on Sag and on Seagull Lake, you can use those lakes. You just can't portage off them. Brule Lake is the same situation, and there's some other lakes that are. So check the website to get the exact listing.
Okay, anything else you want to add, Doug?
No, not really. It's just kind of, right now what we've got is kind of a sleeping giant out there, and it's going to wake up a little bit today, and we aren't sure how bad the mood it's going to be in when it wakes up. So it's a little bit of nervous anticipation today.
Well, we will for sure stay in touch with you and keep people here up to date as the day goes on. So thanks so much for your time, Doug.
Well, and thank you for getting the information out for us.